Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Osman Bengür Dönmez, and first I would like to thank you for your time on today's webinar. So today we will be discussing about the new regulation in Greece, the My Data e-books, the digitalization of the tax compliance. And today, I'm here with my colleagues, RCCO, Mr. Van Yiğit, our regulatory technology specialist, Ege Akbaş, and our functional design expert, Robert Hogevam. And before we enter to the brief introduction of our panelists, I would like to mention about the agenda. So we will be starting to give a brief information about SNI and what is My Data eBooks and the detailed information regarding the this new regulation, and later on we will be discussing about our SNI add-on solution. So I would like to give microphone to our panelists for a brief information. So shall we start with you, Ridvan?
Hello, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining our webinar today. I am Ridvan Yiğit, partner of SNI and also CCO. I'm responsible for R&D, sales and marketing, and also for the new market. And I'm working on this area, I mean, the electronic invoicing or electronic sales reporting area for 13 years. Today, I will briefly talk about the new updates about the regulatory reporting requirement over the world. Then, in case of any question, I will try to help. Thank you again.
Yeah, and good afternoon. My name is Robert Hoogeveen. I'm a functional design expert, more or less the interface between the legal requirements that are set by the tax authorities and the technical guys that are creating the solution. That is, in principle, my role. And for this webinar, I'm primarily here for answering any questions that you have. For Greece, of course.
Thank you, Ridvan. Thank you, Robert. And Ege, could you please introduce yourself as well?
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Ege, you can go ahead.
Yes, so my name is Ege Akbaş. I'm a regulatory technology specialist at SNI. So I make research of worldwide tax reporting and invoicing regulations and help the product development at SNI. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ege. And I'm Osman. I'm project manager here in SNI and responsible for the international account management and the project management. And for the executive summary, I would like to give microphone to Mr. Ridvan Yiğit.
Yeah, thank you, Osman. Yeah, although in the VAT gap is lower year to year, but it's still a significant problem for all the countries and for all the government. For example, in 2017, alone just in Europe Union, there was around 137 billion VAT loss, VAT gap. Therefore, the majority of the recent and upcoming European VAT change or the world VAT change are focused on to strengthening the tax compliance and also to increasing the efficiency of the tax collection. In order to achieve these goals, the countries or the governments, states are introducing new tax reporting and requirement. The digital regulation of the VAT compliance is effect. More and more countries are introducing some new VAT requirements, such as SAFTI, mandatory e-invoice, or real-time reporting. I would like to especially say something about the real-time invoicing model, which is named the clearance model. The clearance model is more than 65 countries are affecting the business and their e-invoicing and B2B automation project. In average, almost each month, a new country is announcing a new mandate for clearance model. The main three header of this kind of regulation are the European are working to, as I mentioned, strengthen the tax efficiency. And as for business meeting, this obligation can prove a challenging. As I mentioned, more than 65 countries are forcing the business or taxpayers in their countries to use an electronic invoicing or electronic tax reporting. And as SNI, we are aiming to be the only one service provider or only one vendor for our customers to make our customer or partner be compliant with this kind of recent and upcoming regulation or regulatory requirements. I just would like to say something about SNI briefly. SNI founded in 2006 and we are almost 100 employees and there are 10 offices or partner offices over the Europe. And we support more than 30 countries for these regulations and more of, a lot of countries' solutions are also under development. And recently we have more than 500 clients and more than 70% of that customer are multinational and almost all of them are SAP user companies. And as you see now, we are supporting these countries, but our main aim is to paint all these maps to the blue. And here are some of our references which are using at least one SNI add-ons. And for sure, these are just our customers that allow us to share their logos. Now, I would like to give the microphone to Ege to talk about the Greece electronic books or e-books legal requirement and the regulation details.
Hello, everybody. What is MyData electronic books? So I will talk about all the details. To start with, MyData electronic books is the electronic reporting of accounting documents, which is invoices, mainly invoices and other documents like invoices. The platform where you send the invoice is MyData, My Digital Accounting and Tax Application. ADE is the independent authority for public revenue. So who is under scope? All taxpayers subject to Greek accounting standards who does business in Greece. Which transaction data must be reported? Doesn't matter whether it is B2G, B2B, B2C, domestic, whether domestic or foreign, wholesale or retail, all have to be reported. All issued documents have to be reported. What are electronic books? There are two types of books. One is analytical book, which is updated by the invoice reporting directly from the issuers and senders and buyers, issuers and buyers. And there is a summary book, which is created after the reporting deadline. What about invoicing? Actually, Greece started with invoicing project, but then they didn't want to proceed with the invoicing, mandatory invoicing, but they changed it to electronic books, electronic bookkeeping. So with My Data, you can also do electronic invoicing, but invoicing can be done as it is done today, like paper or PDF. And the reporting of the invoice data will be a separate procedure. So this is the invoice reporting model. The Greek, the My Data model in Greece is very close to invoicing invoice reporting model in Hungary, but there is more than that. So as you see, the invoicing has between business and recipient is done separate, and the separately invoice report, invoice summary is sent to tax authority per invoice by the software, by accounting software, or by service provider. So the business will create XMLs, extract invoice data from ERP, create XML, and then have to submit to tax authority, ADA. What data is entered in the e-books? There are three types of documents are entered into e-books. First is summary documents, transaction classifications, summarized accounting records of settlements. The first is summary documents. What are summary documents? These are the documents that are created by filling the obligatory content of the invoices and sent to independent authority for public revenue. This includes invoice for sale of goods and provision of services, invoices for the purchases from a party not required to maintain books, credit notes, self-billing, delivery notes, retail receipts, credit retail documents, and corrective accounting entries, and it goes on. It goes on like that. So there are some, as I told you, there are some obligatory content that has to be filled. So these are the detail of parties, the issuer and the recipients, and the address, branch, a VAT number of these parties are both compulsory. And there is invoice e-header, and there are invoice details, which contains the net value of the invoice, VAT category and line number. And finally, there is also invoice summary, which contains the total amounts. All of them are listed in the summary parts. So second is classifications, transaction classifications. All companies send a classification of their transaction for the documents which they have issued and received. The purpose is to create an accounting characterization of their documents in electronic books on the My Data platform. They include for the income classifications, which are which can be classified into sales of goods, services, etc. And there's also expense classifications, which can be classified into purchases, expenses, and assets. Settlement accounting records. All the companies send these records to calculate the accounting and tax result of each fiscal year. It will be sent separately for the payroll and depreciation records, summarized for the income, other income, expense, settlement records, which will be made at the end of the fiscal year. So this is an example which the ADE published on official website of the representation of the electronic books on My Data. You see the both of the transactions, income and expenses and net values and the tax amounts, including VAT. This is the analytical book. the methods of transfer, invoice transfer. There are four ways to send the summary documents to the MyData portal, which is directly from your ERP system, your accounting software, without an invoicing service provider. Also, there is you can send it via an invoicing service provider. And for the small number of invoices, if you have under 50 invoices, which doesn't have doesn't amount to gross high gross income, you can fill out a special form on MyData platform, and you can use an electronic cash register for the only for the resale documents. And there is the classification settlement account records part on can only be sent by directly from ERP and filling out the special form on MyData. Okay, let's turn to submission steps and reconciliation process. This is the confusing part, actually. I also tried to, I included this graph, but I will also talk about it in detail and make and explain it. There are six steps. First, as I told you, we will send the summarized documents to the platform. The issuer will send, and the recipient will send in some cases. Once the data has been sent to the ADE, all the successful documents get a mark. If it is unsuccessful, the companies have to send it again until it gets a mark for the each invoice. Then e-books for the successful ones, e-books are updated automatically. Both the issuers' revenue sites and the recipient's expense sites. This was the second step. And the third step is the enterprise accounting systems. So your ERP must receive the invoices automatically from ADE. And then you will compare these records with your accounting records. And then the record association part. All the marks which you are extracted from the MyData will be associated with your accounting records. This will only happen for the records which have been associated, the ID transfer, the mark transfer. And then based on mark, for the associated invoices, you have to create an expense classification, or in some cases income classification, and then have to send it to the portal again. So the final part is by the government. The government controls it, the reconciliation part. Once the statement will have been submitted, the VAT statement, VAT declaration, withholding tax, stamp fee, income tax, others, the data of the involved parties are compared with e-books and find to be cross-checked to find any inconsistency or not. So the last part is very important. There is a reconciliation part which lasts long and maybe the most important part. In this part, after the first deadline to send by the issuer to send invoice reports, if there is no reconciliation, there will be a cross-check with the tax data, both of the declarations and e-books. If there is no reconciliation, there will be messages sent from ADE to the companies, and the companies have to correct the mistakes, and the companies that the recipient, in case the issuer failed to send the documents, will have to send the summary document and expense classification in this 2 months harmonization periods. And the second reconciliation will be made after this harmonization period. There are three cases. Again, there is the reconciliation part, when everything goes clear. And there is the justified no reconciliation. There is another unjustified no reconciliation. In justified reconciliation, then you prove that no reconciliation is done with special is because the special VAT rules that you are being applied. So when you can prove it, there will be justified no reconciliation. In case you will have more time to correct and make reconciliation. And in the other case, unjustified no reconciliation, you will be subject to audit by ADE, and then you may get penalties, serious penalties. So I created a graph to table to put every invoice sending in income classification, expense classification, retail documents, and I diverse them into sales and purchase obligations. So when you, as a company, when you send the summary invoice, B2B, B2G, wholesale, you have to always send to, when you issue, you have to always send the document. When you purchase it, only in case the issuer not obliged to send, such as the issuer is the foreign, which is not subject to GAS. GAS is Greek accounting standards. So when you're foreign or individual, when the issuer is foreign or individual, in this case recipient, you, your company, the purchase site, have to send the B2B, B2G, and wholesale. Also, when the issuer forget to send or fail to send the invoice, you have to send the expense documents. Income classification will always be sent with the, not always, but in the same period with the summary invoices. You can send together with summary invoices. However, you can also send in the same deadline, either one by one, or either partially, or the like bulk. In this case, purchases is not responsible, of course. Then the sending the expense classification is subject to be sent, is always have to be sent by the purchase site. And then retail documents, there's a different case in retail documents. In the both sites, when you are when it's your sales and when it's your purchase, you have to send the retail documents. When your company doing the sales or purchases, you always have to send to retail documents to ADE. Also in case of self-billing, when you are issuing documents and you are recipient, you send the retail documents.
Also, sorry, Ege, can I add something?
Yes, sure.
So this is quite specific for the Greece solution. So we have all kind of electronic reporting in all other countries, Spain, Italy, Hungary, Poland, Norway, etc., etc. But this is very specific on the purchase side, because in fact what you have to do is you have to look at your own purchase recordings in SAP. And then you need to check, review, if your vendor has issued their sales document, summary document, to the MyData platform. If not, then you need to send your information based on your AP processing in SAP to the MyData platform. And that is something that we haven't seen anywhere else. And but also, when the vendor already did send that information, then also afterwards you need to add the expense classification to that record that the vendor has sent. And that is very unique for the Greek solution, and that makes it also more complicated, because it is not just sending what you have, but it is also checking what was sent by your counterparty, and do I need to added by myself, and do I need to, and I always need to add some data to these records. This is really the key for the Greek MyData solution. That's it.
All right, thank you, Robert. So I continue with the official implementation time. This is just announced this month. First, the sending the document by ERP starts on October 1st. So, but exceptionally, normally it will be real time from the new year, from 2021. But ADE made an exception for this year, for the last 3 months. So you will be able to send the if you are submitting a monthly VAT declaration, you have the chance to submit the documents the month after the reporting period. So if you are submitted for the issue invoices issued in October, the first deadline is November 20. If you submit quarterly, the first deadline will be 20 January. So for this companies start using the service providers, the sending the documents, summary documents and characterization starts from 20th of July, but it will be always real time. The difference from the ERP systems timeline is that. And there is also one thing, important thing. Income classification could be done, as I told you, either during the shipment of the summary statement together with in the same XML, or after individually or massively as bulk. However, the expense classification according to ADE is always done after. So it will be sent after. Mm-hmm. Before this document, there were two documents published from ADE this month. The first one was talking about the deadlines for the first 9 months of 2020. So here we see some easiness for the companies. ADE made it easy for the first 9 months. The documents, the summary documents and the income statements will be published until the end of the 2020, except if the service provider submits the documents for the earlier parts from July to end of September. And until 28th of February, characterization of expenses received in the above periods must be submitted. Also, in case when the issuer is non-compliant for the periods for the first 9 months of invoices of the first 9 months, in this case, we know that recipient has to send the documents in this 2 months period from 2021, from beginning of 2021 to end of February. And there's also another announcement which says publisher may accept and characterize these transactions until end of March. Yes, this is also another easiness for the companies. And there is also the sending of retail documents. Retail documents is a bit more complicated than the sending the summary documents of B2B and B2G, is because it can be sent by electronic cash registers. And if you are obliged to use the electronic cash registers with a direct connection of ECR with ADE, you have to send it per retail item. Otherwise, you can send it collectively per month. However, if you are submitting retail documents by the computer, by your accounting software, the data are transmitted in detail per retail item to the MyData platform. Exceptionally, retail items issued without the use of ECR by computer. It's the same thing for the previous rule. You can send it per month. So you can send as bulk per month. However, from the new year, you have to send it per retail item, again, as the summary documents, as real time. However, see, if you are using a service provider, it's always per retail item. Okay, thank you very much. Now, my friend, my colleague, Osman, We'll continue.
Thank you, I guess. So before we pass to how can I help you part, Robert or Rudvan, would you like to add anything else?
No, Osman, thank you. Just for attendees, if it's possible to write your question under the Q&A button, we will be prepared and we will answer all your questions after the presentation.
Exactly. So thank you. And as you know, in this kind of end-to-end solutions, there are actually three main steps. And these steps are starting with the data retrieving from the SAP, which means the required data from the tax authority is extracted from your SAP. And these extractions are based on the data mappings and processing in terms of the tax code based or the output type based, depending on the type of a solution. And as a last but not the least part, the direct communication with the tax authority is the end part of the end-to-end solutions. And as SNI, we cover all these three layers. And what are the beneficials for the SAP user companies? End-to-end solutions of SNI is quite simple. So it is able to make the fast integration without installing any SAP OSS nodes, as it is provided as an external package, and it's also efficient without in terms of the cost effectiveness, where you would need to look for local or any external consultant. And also it's accessible, which means any upgrade of the version of SAP would be required, because all SNI add-on solutions is provided from ECC 4.7 and higher versions of R3 and S4. And it's also reliable, since all the SNI add-ons are SAP certified. And for the managers and executive parts, all these end-to-end solutions are comprehensive, and also they're flexible in terms of the on-premise solutions or cloud or hybrid solutions. And as we operate for globally, all of our end-to-end solutions are worldwidely scalable. And as a single partner in a global world, it will help you to save time, cut costs, and also reduce risks. And for a long-term relationship, as SNI, we provide an ongoing support and provide initial implementation, maintenance, and regulatory updates to keep you updated. And also we are liaising with the tax authorities to keep all you informed. And as my colleague Ege has previously mentioned, the general process for the invoice reporting, as you know, you would be sending your invoices to the recipients, and then afterwards, this couple of invoice detail would be extracted and created into the XML file, and it is submitted to the tax authority. And SNI add-on solution covers all these steps in just one single SAP add-on solution. So before we jump to the questions and answer part, I would like to show you a couple of SAP screens in this regard. So let me share my screen. Yes. As you see on the screen now, as I mentioned in the general process, the first step would be all these data mappings and processings, and afterwards the extraction part. So once extraction is completed, as you see now on the screen, the XML file would be generated with all the requirements from the Greek tax authorities, and from the same one, just simple STP screen, he will be able to complete all the creation and sending functions. And once it is sent, as you know, there's a required mark code that the Greek tax authority sends back. So this mark code would be appeared again in the cockpit, and also it will be shown on the XML file as it's requested. So for the questions part, Ege, could you please reshare your screen?
So Robert speaking, so you can see that we already have a connection to the MyData platform where we can send the invoice summary document, and we receive the confirmation number of the Greek tax authority. That's always quite an important step in the whole process of implementing such a solution.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that one. Actually, as you know from other countries, in case the taxpayers are not able to see all these application response from the government, the project seems that will not be completely complacent, right? Because even they send some report or invoice, if they don't have a permission, or if they are not able to see the application response, they will never know that if the government accepts that or not. That's why it's so important, right?
So I guess we can start with the questions part.
Maybe it is easier that you show the questions on the screen.
So, Jacob Stila, for purchases, how it will be known for purchases that issuer failed to send the invoice? So, after the deadline, there will be on the electronic books, there will be reconciliation, and if the purchaser doesn't send that invoice, there will be message from ADE that's saying that because you will have the invoice, however, you will not see the invoice, the same invoice, on the electronic books. So ADE will send messages saying that you have to correct or you have to send the invoice.
Yeah, and Robert speaking, there is another element. So I think, Jacob, you were looking at, I receive an invoice and then my vendor has not sent their sales invoice. And initially, you don't know because, you don't know what another vendor is doing, what another party is doing. But as is shown that in the slide deck, there is also a kind of a reconciliation by the tax authorities, where they match all the received data that is sent to the MyData platform with your tax returns, with your VAT return. So if you have a purchase invoice that you are processing and then you deduct your input VAT in your return, then the amount is not equal to the amount that was sold to you according to the My Data platform on the invoice, because that invoice is not recorded in My Data, and therefore there is a mismatch between what you report on your input VAT and what is recorded in My Data as a sales invoice to you with corresponding input VAT. Now that is at the end of the day the ultimate check that the tax authority will do. But the challenge is to be able to do that before that reconciliation is done, and because then you can have an assessment, et cetera, et cetera. So in the whole requirements, there is something that you need to check the My Data database, in fact, and to search for all documents that are related to you. And then you can match them, amounts are the same, fine. Then you can add your expense classification to that document. So you retrieve that document from the My Data platform, and you add then the expense classification, and then it is complete. If you don't find the document, because you are looking at all your AP documents, you don't find the document, then you can effectively assume, my vendor has not sent it in. And then you need to send that by yourself as a kind of a self-reporting on behalf of the vendor. And that will be the challenge to get that in a correct way. But challenges are there to be resolved.
There is another question from Jakub Stila. Does it mean that all type of transactions are reportable, including cross-border supplies related invoices? Yes. In case if you are issuer in Greece, subject to accounting standards, you're a taxpayer, and you have to report all the cross-border supplies, doesn't matter if it is intra-community or to a third party. Also, in the case that you are the recipient and you are getting an invoice from intra-community, you are having a transaction from intercommunity or a third party, you still have to send the invoice summary yourself, since the foreign company is not obliged to send it. There is another question by Peter Nolta. Will there be a non-compliance fine till end of 2020? So the first deadline will be to send the invoice will be November 20. In this case, the harmonization period is 2 months. So we don't expect until 2020 any fine, because it's a long process. So it will start probably after February. So, anonymous attendee, how do you know that the issuer failed to send the invoices? The same question. Yeah, we said that it will be there will be a reconciliation between the web declarations and what is on e-books, what you report to e-books, to ADE. And then if there's a mismatch, so you will understand there's a failure to send, there you will be get messages. And so isn't it safe to send by default all the purchase? Another question, isn't this safest to send by default all the purchase invoices? It could be safe, but that's what Greece Independent Authority for Public Revenue proposes by My Data. That's the implementation procedures. So I think we have to comply with it. Yeah, you could also send the purchase invoices, but I don't know. Does it? I don't think it will change anything in the end. So could you clarify what is the requirement process for financial documents, payrolls, assets? So basically everything else as sales and purchase invoices that also need to be reported. Also the assets will be is the same, will be sent by the same procedure. The payroll and the depreciations and the other income expense registration set account settlements will be sent by the per fiscal year. Per fiscal year, probably at the same time with the deadline will be same time as the income tax statement, income tax declaration. So if it is the end of the year, let's say the April 2021, yes, sending the payroll, depreciation, and other documents. However, the payroll and depreciations will be sent separately, and the other ones, the other documents, corrective documents for the tax-based and account-based documents will be sent aggregated together, but the deadline will be same once per year. There will be Nicholas Boras' question. There will be an outgoing invoice output as it is with Turkish e-invoice e-archive that can be sent to the customer. Or this solution is creating just an XML file for communication with MyData. So this is, as I told you, the invoicing processed and sending an XML file to MyData is completely separate process. You send your... You do your invoicing as you wish, like a paper, PDF, whatever. And then by the data on your accounting system, you extract data and create an XML file that you report to. So it's different. It's different from the Turkish system. Senka Nenova asked that, are the implementation timelines final, unlikely to change in the future? 20 July 2020 for companies using service providers, and 1st of October 2020 for companies with ERP. So this is the, can we say final? That's what we don't know. But this is the first official publishment of dates by the Greece government. So it will be changed in future. It's possible, but that's what we know today. So we have to take action according to every company, take action according to these dates. Thank you. There is a question from Juan Bello. If I use electronic invoicing using a service provider that is not authorized by ADE, can I still using it and send the information through my ERP? Or I will be compliant to use electronic invoicing through an authorized service provider? If it is electronic invoicing, you don't have to use the service provider. If it is not authorized by ADE, like a third party, I'm not sure about it, but since you can do invoicing without a service provider, I don't think, I think you can also do it, that will be legal, it will be compliant. However, there is a thing that when you do invoicing, I don't know if without a service provider, which is accredited, I don't know if you will also comply with electronic books of my data. So it's a, maybe it should be asked, it must be asked directly to Greece tax authorities, a safer way. So yeah, that's my thoughts about it.
I can add something to that. Okay. So if you... if you look at the nature of this type of requirements, it is not that you are sending the invoices to the tax authority, like you do in Italy, but it is more you are sending some data from your invoices that you've issued to the tax authority. So it is a reporting of invoices, and therefore your standard way of working with electronic invoices is not impacted. You are only reporting what you have invoiced to your customers.
Yes, exactly. You're right. Also, there are two things. One is invoice reporting and the other one is electronic invoicing, which ADE tried to integrate them but couldn't actually. So you don't have to do electronic invoicing still. Maybe it could be mandatory next year, like 2 years later. But the invoice reporting, that's what you have to do, and you don't need a service provider for it. Are companies, Ellen, sorry if I can say your name correct. Ellen Jones, are companies only VAT registered via fiscal representative in scope? Yes, they are in scope. Also, if you are doing the retail transaction, doesn't matter, you are in scope of this legislation.
Yeah, and you have to remember that also when you have a foreign registration only in Greece, so you're not established in Greece but only have a foreign registration and using a fiscal representative, then you also need to do your bookkeeping for that VAT registration. And therefore, I would say that you are also required to submit these invoices. But it is not 100% clear. It is not clearly stated in the documents that we have seen that that it has to be done. But I expect, because it is important for the VAT controls at the Greek tax authority, I expect that it would be required.
I think we are ending our time. So there are still a lot of questions. After the webinar, in short time, I will respond all the questions that are not answered, and we will send you all the answers. So So you should expect them in your mail, all the answers that you asked. Sorry if I couldn't answer your all questions.
Before closing, I just would like to answer some question. One is from Indumir, from Ethan. Said that so we need to only get the extract out of SAP and send to SNI. Actually, SNI add-on is directly embedded in SAP, so no need to extract any data to out of SAP. I mean, the add-on will directly retrieve the data from your SAP tables and convert the required format directly in SAP. I mean, no need to extract any file out of SAP in TXT format or XML. SNI add-on will handle all that part and directly convert in SAP, and then you will be able to send the report directly in SAP to the tax authority. And there was a question about the SAP by design. I also would like to say something about that part. The question was from Hilti, and the question was, I would like to ask you, how will we proceed the report of applications title? Our company issuing application titles to the partners which are neither employees nor professionals, and they have not the possibility to issue the invoice to us. This expense is posted as a journal entry. Accounting to my data thought they are considered as counterparties and their VAT number should be reported. How can this be reported since we have not posted such information in ERP? Actually, this is a common question nowadays. Once we make some presentation or demo to our other customer, we face with the same question, especially if they sell something directly in the area, I mean, not in store or not any B2B invoices. The point is, SNI add-on is running in SAP, and once you receive any expense received from a vendor, if you are able to get data maybe at the end of the day or in real time to your SAP, our add-on also will cache that data and convert that information to the required report. But we will never save any vendor information to your SAP site. I mean, all that vendor information, everything will be kept in SAP, SNI SAP add-on database. I mean, no need to create a vendor for this kind of requirement. All that data will be kept in SNI add-ons database. That question has been asked in the registration form, so that's why it's not seen here. And also another common question is about using an certified vendor by tax authority. Actually, there is a confusion on this part, because using a certified vendor is just an option. I mean, the tax authority said that you are allowed to use your own communication and directly send your report from your system to the tax authority, or you can use an approved or certified vendor, which are listed in the tax authority's website. For now, SNI is not a certified vendor, since, as I mentioned, there is no any obligation on that part. We make the communication between our customers, ERP system, between the tax authority directly. We use the REST API technology or the SOAP technology. So at the end of the day, I mean, after the go-live, you will be able to be compliant with all the requirements via a direct communication between your system and the government. And another question is from Nikos. So what support you need from our local IT? From local IT, actually, if for the connector part, preparing a virtual or physical server or to make the communication, we will need one or two man days support from your local IT. And also, for sure, we will require a support from your global IT or SAP basis team to arrange all the communication with to your SAP and to maybe arrange the authorization to be able to make some customizing in your SAP. Again, and Didem, I don't know if you have still time, but maybe as Ege mentioned, we can answer the other question and we will share all the question and answer after the webinar.
Yes, I think so. There are some questions. For example, are you Nikos, maybe the last question, Nikos Papastamolos, are you informed by the Greek authorities for the rules and possible restrictions? Yes, we are closely following and we have connections to the tax authority, ADE. So we receive all the news from them. So we will also share from our website. Also, maybe the articles for the all the chains. All the chains. And the possible restrictions in future. Thank you. How many implementations are done for Greece? I think this is the first implementation. So I couldn't understand the prospect of this question. If you mean the by the tax authorities, this is the first implementation of the Greece tax authority. I think that's all. So yeah, we took a lot of your time. So. It's already passing far. We will also send the presentation and all the questions. So don't worry if you didn't miss anything. So if you miss anything, don't worry. Thank you very much from my side. Redvan, do you, or Robert, do you have anything else to say?
Not from my side.
And also not from my side. I will be busy with answering all the questions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Exactly. And thank you for all your time for attending our webinar today. And sorry for exceeding the time. We wish you a healthy day.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.